Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, was trying to figure out why I'm still single, but honestly, nobody knows, so now I'm just talking to people about love and stuff and how I'm still sad I'm single, but like I'm no longer, it's not a mystery. Anyway, my guest today is a very funny comedian who's open for me. She's so funny. She's really wonderful. Sometimes people think she is me when she gets on stage, which is wild because she's got big old honking titties and I ain't got none. It's Liz Barlow!
Yay! I'm here. Me and my titties are here.
Liz, how are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Do you have your mug?
I do have my mug. I should have brought it to the recording and drank out of it, but I was not thinking. Liz got me a Santa mug, a black Santa mug, which is appropriate because I'm black. Wait, okay. So, Liz, we're recording this before Christmas, but it's going to come out closer to New Year's. What do you want for Christmas? What was your Christmas wish?
I'm such a 30-year-old woman. I asked my mother for a Dutch oven, and I was hella serious. I keep watching pot roast recipes, and I'm like, why don't I have a Dutch oven? I can't properly make pot roast for anybody if I don't have it.
Properly make pot roast for anybody. That is very funny. What kind of Dutch oven did you ask for? A La Crust?
I did not ask for a La Crusette because...
Oh, that's a La Crusette. Oops.
Yes.
Whoops.
Because my family is poor. So I asked for maybe Aldi.
Okay. I do like Aldi's.
Yes.
Okay.
A little Aldi's or a little Burlington. Quelle factoire. I don't know. I'm not sure if you heard of it. It's very French. So that's
Burlington
what I asked for.
Burlington Quelle factoire. I've dabbled a little bit, you know.
So that's what. Do you have any gifts that you want?
Okay, I just want a man. So I decorated for Christmas. I have four miniature little trees. And then in the checkout of Michael's, there was a hot chocolate, like, perfect man that you, like, put in hot milk mm-hmm. and he melts. but he's not in hot milk. He's just in his package. So I'm trying to manifest the perfect man along with like a nice Christmas. It's devastating. I hate it. It's embarrassing. People come to my house and like, what is this? And I'm like, don't worry about that. I'm just trying to make the perfect man appear. But for New Year's, I'm trying to like, I think my resolution is like to step out of my comfort zone and like do things and like meet people. I'm like, I don't want to.
That seems disgusting.
Liz, wait, are you dating right now?
My dating life is literally the saddest thing you've ever seen. You saw that text message I sent you and Christy.
And I loved it. I thought it was great. This man was like, you are the sun, you rise. When the sun sets, I set because you are my sun. Like, I was like, this is some poetry. This is great.
You know what, Nicole? I have dated poets. I was engaged to a poet. It was, yeah. But my dating life now, like, why? I responded to that text message with, thank you for your kind words. And that was it.
That was it?
Yeah, and then he took the initiative for the next day, longer paragraph, more okay. emojis, and I just didn't respond. And so now I am very, 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 very single.
But like, are you, you're okay being single or no?
No, no. I would love to have a partner.
Then why not respond to the emoji man? I guess we're not desperate. I just heard myself. I said, why don't you respond to the emoji man? And then I instantly had the answer. I was like, because I'm calling him the emoji man. That's why we're not responding to him.
I would love a partner. I would love to date. I would love to go on dates. I have such nice clothes. I would love to wear them outside of going on stage. But there are men, every time I just downloaded Hinge just for like 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
To have everyone's grandfather, you know, match with me. I'm 33. My father is 53. I don't want to date men my father's age.
Yeah, I get that. I recently went to this like party where my friend's dad was like, I got him a glass of wine to be nice. And then he said, thank you. And then he stared at me and was like, you're so pretty. You have such a pretty face. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want this. I don't want this at all. But, you know, it was like the witching hour where old white men find me deeply attractive. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. It happens at like weddings, parties, truly anywhere where an old white man's having a drink. He's like, ah, you remind me of that lady in the 70s that I like almost had sex with, but I didn't get a chance to. And I married this dumb white. But I'm going to hit on you and make you uncomfortable. It happens all the time.
White men? No. I've never been hit on by a white man in my life.
Really?
Or maybe I just don't know. Because, like, white men, they don't, you know, black men, it's very specific. They're, you mm-hmm. know, like, hey, can I have your number? You're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I feel like white men are like, you're picking up the sourdough, huh? And I'm like, is that it? You have to say something, Jim. I don't know that sourdough is code for you trying to take me out.
Oh, you're picking up the sourdough. Like, that got me real good.
It's like, I don't, Jim, I don't know that, baby. You got to say something.
I feel like, I don't know, the white men that have hit on me have been like pretty open about it. Like, my friend's dad was just staring at me and was like, man, you have a beautiful face. He also said, He was like, I can't wait to get on Instagram and like the things you post. And I was like, okay.
Martin, please.
I was like, I got to get out of here. Okay, yeah. Goodbye. So you're not on Hinge anymore? Or are you
after
still
24 hours, I had to go. I had to go because okay. I don't know what it is. All this year, I have been on one date this year.
Okay.
Which is very unusual for me. I have not had sex all year.
I mean, I think the last time I had sex was in January, and it's the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
I am so horny in a way that, like, I am angry.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll start masturbating and then get angry because I'm like, ah, I hate that I have to keep doing this alone.
1,000%. I'm just like, I think what happens, because they tell you, like, as a woman, your sex drive is going to increase as you get older, right? What they don't tell you is by the time that happens, you also have sense. So the people you would have slept with, you're like, oh, that's a bad idea.
That's not for me anymore.
And so now it doesn't match. So now you're just in the house sensually trying to wash dishes. Like, it's just dumb stuff.
Just like trying to rub your thighs together as you're like washing the dishes. And you're like, maybe this will do something. Maybe this will be exciting. It's depressing. And I've tried watching porn and I've had to take a break from porn. Yeah. And now I'm just doing like memory recall. And that's depressing as well. And I'm just like, I need somebody.
Yeah.
The apps aren't working. Everybody on Tinder is disgusting. Like, some of the most horrific people I've ever seen in my whole life. Hinge, I'm not matching with anybody on Hinge. Raya, they don't want a fat black lady on Raya. What else am I on? Oh, Bumble. Men hate me on Bumble. Like, they actually hate me.
How do they hate you?
I don't know. I will match with someone and then go, hey, I saw in your profile that you like flying kites, and then they'll unmatch me. And I'm like, did I say something? I saw that on your profile. I'm just saying something I noticed about you, and then you reward me by unmatching me? It happens every single time. I could just say hello, and they'll unmatch me. And I don't know what I've done. Men hate me on Bumble.
Oh, my God. Do you tell people on, like, the apps that you're Nicole Byer, like your stand-up comic, you know? No. Okay.
No. I let them discover that later. And also, I've like said on this podcast numerous times that I'm like, oh, I hate it when people tell me on the apps that they know who I am.
Yes.
But I've also said numerous times I hate when people say in person that they know who I am.
Yes.
So it's like, when do you tell me? I think it's like when the vibe is right and when I like you, I don't care how you tell me. But like the vibes are they're always wrong. Everybody out there, Liz, is bad. And but listen, I think 2024 is going to be my year. I genuinely believe this. And I think I'm going to be fucking. I think the career is going to be popping. I think my stand-up dates are going to be good. And I really think I'm going to find a partner who's like down to clown and down to love me.
Oh, I tell people I'm Nicole Byer on the apps. So I understand.
Do you really?
No.
That would be so funny if you did. I would genuinely be like, keep doing it.
Go ahead. I tell men that I'm Batman. I save Gotham at night. And it doesn't matter. Like, I had a picture. I was on Bumble for a little while. And I had a picture of me at the Improv holding a microphone. And men would be like, oh, wow. So how long you been singing? You sing? You do poetry? And I'm like, one more. Come on. We almost there, baby.
There's one other thing I could be doing.
Oh, you're a motivational speaker? Like,
that's so funny. They're like, oh, you do the Subway announcements?
Were you doing a raffle at your kid's school? Like, no. I do stand up. And I think men get so weird about women that are funny. Because you always have the potential to be funny. And men are like, especially ugly men, are like, well, if I'm ugly, I have to be funny. But if she's already funny, what am I going to provide? And it's like, well, there's nothing you can really provide. So we're just chatting, pal. Okay? We're just having a conversation. So I tell people I'm Batman. I refuse to tell these men that I do stand up.
That's very funny that you say that you're Batman. I'm sure, like, some man was like, oh, that makes me so horny. I fucking love Batman. I just watched all of the Batmans and
every iteration of it.
Yeah, I watched, like, the 1989 Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. And honestly, aside from the Christopher Nolan ones and the Robert Pattinson one, which I really, really liked, the best one is Batman and Robin. It is fully unhinged.
Oh, yeah.
Every choice that they could have made, they made. Every bad choice, they were like, we're going to do that. And it's one of my favorite movies.
It's completely ridiculous.
It's so fucking funny. Wait, what kind of man are you looking for, Liz?
I really value kindness. Kindness to me is a decision that you make, even if, you know, other people aren't nice. So I value kindness and honesty, and even if it's brutal. And I value a person that is fair. Like, don't be a butthole just because you can. How can you give me grace and give yourself grace at the same time? So that's, I feel like that's ridiculous.
No, I think that's rather simple. It's like, it's a pretty easy ask, but then like, there's people out there who are not kind and not nice and assholes. And it's just like, oh, I gotta like weed through the assholes to find someone who like just genuinely wants to be nice to me.
Yeah. Or now I have to like wade through men who don't have any preconceived notions about like single moms. Cause as Nicole knows, but I'm a solo mom of a 2.5-year-old.
Who's very cute.
She's
truly
adorable.
A real cutie.
She's adorable. She's a menace. However, beyond that, like dealing with men who think like, oh, I can give her less because she's a single mom and she's just looking for somebody to fill the void. It's like, no, I could just be alone. I don't need you like to fill any space. And then also constantly dealing with the same shit that I've been dealing with since I started dating, which is being a fat Black girl. Uh-huh. And always having to look out for signs. Are you a fetishizer? Are you a chubby chaser? Are you a guy that's going to try to treat me less because I'm a fat girl and you think, well, she should just be happy to have someone. So I don't have the capacity or the time to wade through all of that. And then you just have to wade through the weirdos that send you back-to-back paragraph text messages with emojis and punctuation.
I dated this guy who he kept sending me the purple devil emoji, and it would just be like, hey, how are you, purple devil emoji? Or it'd be like, oh, am I going to see you tonight, purple devil emoji? And I'd be like, well, the hi, how are you wasn't sexual. The am I going to see you tonight is like vaguely sexual. And I was like, what is this purple devil emoji? What is it? It like didn't make any sort of sense. What was his name? He had like a... he was a DJ.
Of course.
He was like Kyler or something. I don't know. He didn't last for very long. He was so dumb. That was another thing. I was like, it is so hard to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
But I feel you on, like, the fat Black lady thing, because I've dated dudes where I'm like, we never go out during the day. Do you feel some type of way about being attracted to me, about fucking me, about not wanting to, like, hold my hand and maybe a friend of yours will see it? Like, what? And then I was never able to articulate that to that person, because it's like, how do I break my heart and insult your self-esteem about yourself? You know, it's so wild.
It's so wild. And I have a temper because I'm from the South, and the anger comes from frustration. It comes from sadness, but it's just going to sound like anger to you. It's like, So what you saying? You don't want to take me out? Well, I'm going to fuck your brother. And then that's not helpful. And then now I have a promise to fuck someone's brother. And that's a lot.
And you have to make good on that promise.
And I have to make good on my promises. It's exhausting. So I don't want to do any of that. It's a frustrating cycle to be in, even in your 30s.
Yeah.
You know? Or then you just end up dating ugly men. And it's like, well, I don't want to date somebody that's ugly.
I don't want an ugly man at all. But I would date an ugly man if he was quirky. Like, if there was, like, a quirk about him that I was like, there's just something about him, then I would date an ugly man. But you can't be ugly and annoying and got nothing going for you and no career. You can't just be nasty.
But what's quirky? Like, Andre 3000 plays a flute, Karki, or
yeah,
like
something weird okay. like that. That's fun. Or like, I don't know. There's just like something, because I've dated people where my friends are like, really? This person? And I'm like, yeah, I think they're really cute. And it's like, and then afterwards it's like, oh, they weren't that cute. I was just like into something weird about them. Like I dated this guy with like long hair, and he just had like a very interesting face. I don't want to say he's ugly because I fucked him a lot, but like he was just interesting looking, and then had like a funny laugh. And I was like, oh, that laugh is maybe I was settling. I don't know, Liz. Now that I'm like saying all this out loud, I'm like,
and he had a unicycle. Did I like the unicycle?
He juggled and had a unicycle and a unibrow, and it was just all very quirky.
Yeah.
Real quick, we gotta take a break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme.
My last ex-boyfriend. Oh, wow. This is a great story to tell on your podcast. So my last ex-boyfriend was a quantum physicist. He had a quantum physics degree. He like idolized the Hulk. which was cool because the Incredible Hulk is my favorite Marvel character. Fun fact, Mark Ruffalo graduated from my high school. So, yes, I love it. He also had an interesting face and an interesting body. Great. And so we dated for 3 years, and eventually I figured out, I was like, this is not going anywhere. Like, we're not going to get married. We're not going to have children. This is how we broke up. I am on Twitter, like most comics, and I see a story developing around a Z-list rapper, D-list rapper, who seems to keep tweeting this young lady on Twitter. Yes. And it's about colorism and blackness. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And so I send my ex-boyfriend the article. We live together. He was like, why is he doing that? And I was like, I don't know, you know, misogyny, whatever. The next day on Twitter, I see OMG, the young lady had been doxxed by a Morehouse man. And I was like, wow, not surprised. Then I scroll some more and they have a screenshot of the Instagram account who had doxxed the young lady on Instagram. It was my ex-boyfriend.
How wild!
Who at the time we lived together and is my current boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So I text him and I'm like, hey, the fuck is going on?
Uh-huh.
He was like, oh, nothing. It's not even that deep. He's like a pathological liar.
Uh-huh.
That's not that deep, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. And that develops into me coming home and us having like this long conversation and me being like, we cannot be together because you're receiving death threats. And now I'm receiving threats online because I messaged the girl and I'm like, hey, that's my boyfriend. And I will get him to take all of that down, even your information off the website, because he can do that. Uh-huh. He can figure it out. And we break up in a blaze of glory, because why not? And that's in August. Yeah. August, July. And in September, I get pregnant by someone else.
Oh, girl, you got busy. That's so wild, because whenever I'm dating someone, I'm like, are you the type of person who like leaves weird Instagram like comments on people's pages that you don't know? And then it's like a step further to be like, oh, you went and found out this bitch's information and put it on a fucking website. You freak, you weirdo.
Yeah,
you absolutely like truly one of the weirdest things a person could do. And it's like, and you're in my house? And we were fucking?
Yeah.
Like, and you're capable of doing that? That's such a wild thing to experience.
Yeah.
And then to get pregnant months later. Was that a guy you were dating, or was that like a one night stand or just like a hookup?
So we were very casually dating. So me and my child's father met on an app that is iconized by a fish. And
oh, plenty of fish. Okay.
Which I'll never go back to. And our first date, this is how I know men are not good at taking pictures of themselves. Because I'm looking at the pictures and I was like, oh, he looks okay. He stepped out of the car and I was like, I called my best friend. I was like, I'm good. I'll talk to you later. I'm fine. My child's father is 6'2", dark skin, light eyes. He's a cutie pie. He's not gorgeous, but he's cute. And he's from New Orleans, which is basically what got me pregnant. And we went bowling, which I hate.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why do you hate bowling?
Because why the fuck are we here? I suck at this game.
Because it's fun.
And it's
like a cute way to be competitive. You throw this big, heavy ball, and then he throws that big, heavy ball, and then you're like, oh my God, you did so good, baby.
I hate it.
Okay, all right. You hate bowling. I hate fun.
And so we go bowling. I am terrible. You also have to wear someone else's shoes, and that's weird.
Yeah, that's gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
And then we went to a classy restaurant, TGI Fridays, obviously.
Yes! People at all the stops, bowling and TGIF Fridays. Yes!
Money! Ooh. Where he tells me that he has two children from a previous relationship. Mm-hmm. He has his other baby mama tattooed on his arm, which... other women would be like, what? Red flag. Elizabeth is like, wow, I've never seen such beauty. Okay.
Ooh, that's such dedication.
Dedication.
He loved her.
Absolutely. So we start casually dating on it like for 2 weeks. And then during that 2 week period, I get pregnant. And if you don't know the story of that, you should come see Nicole and see what I open up and you can hear the story. And I don't know that I'm pregnant. I go on with my life. I'm like, I'm not really that interested in you. So bye. And I stop talking to him. Find out that I'm pregnant. I go through the whole pregnancy alone. Cool. Eventually, he starts acting weird. We're like 2 weeks from Groot's B-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. I'm trying to get him to like agree to stuff. And so finally, I call the other baby mama because I'm like, well, girl, you've been with them longer. You got two kids. Like, what's up? And she was like, oh, I was like, yeah, I just want him to come sign the birth certificate. And I want him to, you know, put her on the insurance. And she was like, oh, yeah, he's not going to be able to sign the birth certificate because we're married. And we've been married for 10 years. And we have three kids. And the reason I know he can't sign your baby birth certificate because you're married, because I had a fourth child outside of our marriage, and that man can't sign the birth certificate.
Wait, that is so wild. Wait, why can't he sign the birth certificate if he's married?
Because we live in a commonwealth. Virginia is a commonwealth. So essentially, our laws are based in presumed morality. So they assume that if you're someone's father, you are with the appropriate mother and you have not stepped out of that. And so they make you go to the court, you have to do a DNA test, and then I can add him to the birth certificate. And I've done all of those things, but just him signing it at the beginning, no, because he's married. And I had no idea he was married.
That is truly so wild.
Yeah.
Also, that this woman was like, I stepped out, he be stepping out, and that's just what we do. We keep having children. Don't worry about it. But here's the deal. He can't sign that. Have a nice life. Have a nice day. That is, wow. That is, I wonder how many times she's gotten that phone call where she's like, nope, sorry, he can't sign it. I can't believe he was married.
He's married the whole time. And mind you, the whole time that we're communicating while I'm pregnant, obviously we're not together, but I'm still trying to like check in. He told me, oh, I don't have a job. He is a vet. That's very true. He's a vet. Thank you for your service. He... was like, oh, I've been in and out of VA hospitals because I have PTSD. He does have PTSD. He does have shrapnel in his body. Fair enough. And all of these things. And so I'm like, I can't put somebody on child support that's having a mental breakdown. My mama tried it. Okay. So my father is also a vet. So, you know, they have to be in the right mind state to go to work. And I'm like, hey, did you find a job? Are you okay? Whole time, he was perfectly fine. He had been working the whole time. And
My God. So he truly is just a liar. He's just telling you lies. Lies. Ooh.
Crazy. So that's why when I'm like, I need honesty and fairness. It is a requirement. And if you're gonna be ugly.
No, I get it.
You need to at least have that.
God, that's so wild. I can't even fathom, like, just a man lying about every part of his life. And it's like, well, what was true? Did you even like me? Did you even have a nice time? It's like, I know you came because I got pregnant. Yeah. So, like, that's not a lie.
That is accurate. I think, you know, it's been a whirlwind. But I think the biggest part of it that made me infuriated was, like, first of all, as a woman, why would you want another woman to go through that? Like, why do you feel like you're superior because you're married to a cheater? You can have him.
Yeah.
But the thing that made me the angriest is, like, we have to legally in the state of Virginia, when you go to apply for custody and child support, they make you do a DNA test. Fine. I already knew that was going to happen. So we do it. And he was like, yeah, so what are the results? I was like, I'll burn your house down. What do you think the results are? JK, not really, allegedly.
Yeah, it's not you. Just kidding. It's an episode of Maury. Yeah. You're not the father. Haha. Like, what? Honestly, that is so insulting for him to be like, so? Who's it? Yours, bitch. Yours. How wild. These men. I'm mad. Yes. So... Did you start doing stand-up before or after you had your daughter?
So before. I've been doing stand-up almost 9 years.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be 9 years in January. But I will say, like, having group put the foot on the gas, I was like, oh, I need to, like, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff has to happen now. And so I'm thankful for that. It's a very complicated schedule for a two-year-old.
Yeah. How do you work that out? Like,
I have a lot of great babysitters, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Me and my mother only live about 15 minutes, 20 minutes from each other. So when it's long weekends, like when I'm with you, she has the baby. And then I'll try to schedule in some breaks. So like my cousin or her godmother will come pick her up, or her godfather. But if it's just small shows, like, I don't know, I think I was somewhere last week, her godfather mm-hmm. will take her for like half a day, and then I'll pick her up on my way back or something like that. Or if the show is in North Carolina, where most of my family members are, mm-hmm. I'll just take her with me, and then she'll be with her grandfather or her uncles or whatever. So,
oh, okay. That's not that complicated. I was like, how do you juggle it? You're like, I drop her off with someone who watches her. And it's fine. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds about right.
What do you do with your dog?
My dog either goes to school, he goes to doggy daycare, or he goes with my old roommate, John Millheiser, my former roommate, John Millheiser's house. It's pretty easy. I just drop them off for the weekend, and then I pay them in Postmates gift cards, because they were like, it's weird to take money from you. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I have to pay you for like letting my dog in your space. And they were like, well, we'll figure out something. So then I started sending them Postmates gift cards, and they're like, actually, this works, because this is fun. There's just nights where we're like, ooh, we don't have to think about food because of Nicole. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah, sure. Okay, great.
Yeah, whatever. It's
that's
great.
That's so nice. Maybe I should try that, because I don't pay anyone. I'm actually terrible. I'm just like, oh, no, thank you so much for taking your granddaughter. I love you. Bye.
Yeah, you don't have to pay family. I mean, that would be insane. My aunt, how many grandkids does she have? She's got a lot. I think she's got like eight now. And there's always a grandchild at her house. And she's always like, she's always like a little harried. And she's like, yeah, somebody's here. Oh, it's you. Hello.
Do you have a big family, Nicole?
I have a pretty big family. My grandmother was one of six or seven. And then each of them had like three or four kids who had like three or four kids. So my mom's side is pretty big. My dad's side is not big. Not as many people had kids.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's funny to go from like my dad's side where it's like five people to my mom's side where it's like there's like so many fucking people. There's like 50, 60, 70 people here. Like our family reunions are wild. And I think they've all given up on me having a child, which is great because great. I'm not having one.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
No. I like kids, and my time clock has been ticking in a way where, like, when I see a baby, I'm like, give it to me. Let me touch that baby. Let me hold that baby. Let me smell that baby. give me that baby. But then I'm like, ooh, I've had enough. Take your baby back. I don't want this anymore. And I don't know how to, like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, should I have a baby? But then I'm like, no, I want to give it back at the end of my time.
No, you should not have a baby. I, you know, it's so funny. Like, I have a very big family. My mother has eight brothers and sisters. My father has 10.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And so on one side, my mom, there's 30 first cousins just on my mom's mm-hmm. side. And then all of, you know, most of us have children. And so when I go to my dad's family, all of my cousins, I think there's like 15 of us on just out of his brothers and sisters. I don't, they look at me a little bit like an outlier. Like mm-hmm. all of them are still in North Carolina and they all do their thing. And I'm the weird one that's like in sketch shows and shit like mm-hmm. that. I get it. So having a kid, I thought would normalize me. Like I am one of you. I am mm-hmm. one of the people. And I went for Thanksgiving and my aunt was like, so when are you having another baby? I was like, bitch, I had one. I thought that was the deal.
Yeah, I had one. I'm like, you guys, I have one. Leave me alone.
I have the baby.
Another one.
Another one. This child is in here with ham in one hand, a plushie in the other, running around barefoot. What else? I can't handle two of those people. If I had another child, I would turn into Tommy Pickles when he was trying to kill Dill Pickles. I would literally lose, lose my mind. I can't have another baby. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I can't imagine, because she's two. So yes. Then if you had another one, she'd be like almost three.
Yeah.
And then it's like a newborn and a three-year-old. That sounds awful. My mom had me when my sister was 1.5. And I was like, oh my bitch, God. Why would you ever? A newborn and a 1.5-year-old? You're psychotic. You're absolutely unhinged. That's weird. But I was an accident. I wasn't supposed to be here. I think they were just like raw dogging after she was told she couldn't have any more kids. And then I was like, ah, hi. But two kids under the age of like 5 sounds so hard.
Yeah. It sounds insane.
No, thank you. I don't want it.
No.
Wait, so what apps are you on currently?
Tinder. Here's why. Mm-hmm. Tinder only for dating women. So Occasionally I pick up my coochie coupons and I'm like, ooh, girls, just here. I'm like a white woman in Kohl's. Just here to spend my Kohl's cash.
Redeem my Kohl's cash.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And dating women is absolutely horrible. I don't know why I continue to try to do it.
Wait, why do you think it's horrible? I mean, I've only dated a couple women and it didn't end well. So why is your experience horrible?
Because dating women requires just a level of like care that I have never possessed in my life. The last girl I dated, like, she wanted to go to dinners and she wanted to text all the time. And she was very, very, very emotional. And I was like, I felt like a teenage boy. Like, okay, but show me your ditty. Like, are you gonna do that?
I get it. You're sad. Show me your titties.
Yeah.
I get it. You want dinner. Show me them titties.
Yeah. And she was wonderful. Like, she paid for everything. She would, like, help me. Like, if we were out and with my daughter, she would help me take care of my daughter. She was wonderful. But the level of care that goes into caring for a woman, I don't have. And so I often think it's unfair for me to date women because I'm just like, I don't have that capacity for you. Mm-hmm. Caring for a man is like caring for a dog that's blind. It's old, decrepit. I could just leave water and food out and eventually, and we'll go on a couple walks and it's done. Caring for a woman is like caring for a very healthy, brand new puppy. Like, it's so much. And I'm like, girl, I am here for a season. Okay. I'm going cash in my little coupon, and then I'm gonna go back to me and where I belong, honey. I'm not here for a long time. Please.
It is funny because I do think women require more care, more sensitivity, more just like more in general. But then I'm like, I require a lot. So I'm like, oh, interesting. I don't want to give what I require.
Correct.
I'm like, that's too much work. And then I'm like, is that why men are so bad? Because women require so much and they just are not equipped emotionally or physically to deal with women?
Yes.
Interesting.
Every time I date a woman, I come back with my head, you know, my hat in my hand. And I'm like, okay, man, I get it. I get it. I'm going to ease up just a little. I get it. You just want to watch a game. Like, I dated this girl one time, and she wanted to every day keep me updated about her cats. Oh yeah. And my cat did this, and then the other cat did that. And I was like, one day I was like, girl, I'm allergic. Like, I don't care. I care about one cat, and it's not.
And it's not an animal.
Yes.
Okay. That's very funny. Oh, my God. Now I'm, like, really thinking about myself. And I'm like, am I incredibly annoying to everyone I date? And the answer is yes. I am the most annoying, and I don't know how to change that. Like, I once dated somebody, and we were ordering food, and I was sitting next to them, and then I didn't realize I was doing this. I was just getting closer and closer until we were like, I wrapped my legs around him and he was like, hey, I can't see the phone. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you've really moved your body in a way around me that like, and I'm happy to be close to you, but like, I can't order the food because you've wrapped your whole body around me and I can't really see the phone. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. How long have you not been able to see the phone? He's like, a minute, Nicole. Like, I thought you would like get off me at some point, but then you like didn't. And I was like, oh, ha 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 ha. But no, I'm just really annoying when I'm dating somebody. Oh, boy. I wonder if I'll be less annoying in my next relationship. Probably not. Okay, real quick, we got to take a break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
What we hope for is your next relationship is that they just love all your annoyances. That's all.
I hope so. And I hope they like Sonic because Sonic 3 is coming out soon. And hopefully I'll be dating someone and we can go see it in theaters.
Was Sonic like a thing and you just really enjoy it?
You don't know this? I fucking love Sonic and I love ducks. And this is one of my prized possessions. It's a Sonic duck.
Okay. Well, great. I hope that your next relationship, they are love Sonic as much as you and Vin Diesel as much as you.
Oh, my God.
But not in a weird, creepy way.
I need to date somebody who loves Sonic and then wants to always watch The Fast and the Furious. I was dating somebody once who, I can't remember what we were doing, but he was like, you seem uneasy. And I was like, I don't know, I'm not having a good day. And then he's like, I know what I'll do. And he put on The Fast and the Furious. And it was the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
That's
so sweet. Like, oh my God, he gets it. He gets it. Wait, Liz, how are we going to go find men? How are we going to do this?
Listen.
Wait, you can find men at fun places like the zoo.
What do you think? I live in a Hallmark movie?
I guess I too could go to the zoo, but like, I was like, you have a child, so like, you can bring your kids to the zoo and like fall in love with this man at the like gorilla cages.
It's just me, like, pushing my baby in a stroller. Obviously, I have on a pump. I have on a heel. No big deal, right?
The hair is done. The makeup is flawless.
Yeah, because it's a day at the zoo. And I look over, and there's Jamie working at the gorilla pit. And he almost fell in because that was so stunning. And then one of the gorillas, naturally, you know, kind animals, saved him. And we fell
honestly,
in love.
I think you should go to the zoo more often. I think that's where it's going to happen for you.
Oh, my God. I think the men that are at the zoo that are typically already with their families. And, you know, we see how that worked out for me before.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I don't know where we're going to meet men. I don't go. I also don't go anywhere. So, like, you describing going to parties and going out just seems so bleh.
It sucks. And I don't want to do it. But, like, I went to a bar for my friend's birthday, so there was, like, a group of us, and then she was like, go talk to that guy, he's really cute, and I was like, oh, I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
What do you say to them? Like, nice looking drink, like, what do you say to somebody?
I don't know
how to flirt anymore.
I don't know what to say. I'm like, okay, I like them sneakers. Those are cool.
Those are good sneakers.
Yeah. You got all your parents still. Your parents still alive. That's crazy. Mine too. They still good.
Liz, that's the funniest question. You still got your parents? Yeah, yeah, me too. Because it was like, what were you getting at? But I like, because it was like a year of the pandemic. I didn't really date during the pandemic because I was like, I don't know, I'm fat. If I go to the hospital wheezing, they'll just tell me to lose weight. And it's like, I'm dying of COVID. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not meeting somebody I don't know and whatever. And then after COVID, I like met somebody kind of quickly after like getting vaccinated and whatnot. And then I dated them for a while. And now I'm like, wait, I think these years out of the game have really fucked me up. Like, I don't know how to talk to people anymore.
Yeah. Do you want to role play? Do you want to see how I'll be a man at a bar? Ooh, I'm a man. I'll have an old fashioned, which is disgusting, but I'll drink it.
You know what? I actually do. I like an old fashioned. That's funny that you ordered it.
Oh, yeah. It's Rocky Fuel. Man Fuel.
I gotta go. I gotta go. I love, it's really funny that you call it a rocket fuel, but I gotta get out of here. Liz, that's so funny that you as a man just went, rocket fuel. Okay, I'll be a man and we're at a bar.
Okay.
Hey, wow, you're beautiful.
Oh, gee, thanks. Your siblings still hanging in there? Got any breath? Brothers and sisters?
That's a fun question. I do. I have one brother, and then sadly, my sister, she passed away. She fell out of a roller coaster about 2 years ago.
That's crazy. Wow. So what's your brother still doing? He good? He good? Because he wasn't on a roller coaster, though, right?
No, he was on the roller coaster. He watched my sister fall right out. You know, he's been in and out of therapy and stuff, but he's doing pretty good now.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. So you don't ride roller coasters, though, because it seemed like it's 2 for 2. And I would hate for it if it be 3 for 3 with your parents.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you on a date to Six Flags Great America.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea. Y'all don't have good luck in your family. So
a chance with me. Take a chance on me, please.
Nah, I'm good, sir. Thank you. Y'all have bad luck.
All right.
The devil is on your family, okay?
Nice to
Jesus
meet
you. Jesus don't have his hand on y'all life. So
wait a minute. Even in our role playing, we can't get a date. Well, I mean, both men are insane. Wait, you need to tell me, if you met a man whose sister died in a roller coaster accident and he wanted to take you to Six Flags, you wouldn't go?
Jesus does not have his hand on their family. Okay.
You're right.
And they don't, because they don't make good decisions. Okay. My sister died falling out a roller coaster. First of all, your sister knew she was too thin to ride whatever roller coaster she was riding. So that doesn't make any sense. Then your brother was there. He in and out of therapy. That sounds like he may have a little addiction. And addiction, it's not, you know, it's a sickness, but you got that. Uh-huh. Then you want to take me up to the Six Flags. It sounds like you pushed your sister out of that roller coaster and now you're looking for more victims. Jesus don't have his hand on your life. I can't go up there, baby. Thank you.
See, I would go just to see, like, are we going to get on a roller coaster? Are we going to, like, cry in front of the roller coaster your sister died in front of? I would just be curious. Like, what are we going to do on this date where your sister passed away? This is so morbid. I truly would just be like, I gotta see where this is going.
Would you take a date? Like, what's the date that you're absolutely never gonna say yes to?
Ooh, that's tough. Cause I would truly go anywhere. I simply have no boundaries and I'm always curious as to what somebody's trying to get me to do. Wait, name some dates and I'll tell you.
So obviously we know you're going on an amusement park.
Absolutely.
Date. Would you go to a cooking class?
I would.
Okay. Would you go like on a mall date, like where you guys go around to different stores and eat Sbarro in the food kit or the yes. food court?
Yes.
Obviously we know you like bowling.
Love bowling.
Batting cages.
I would do that.
Skydiving.
I would absolutely do that.
The only date that is the absolute worst that I would say is when they want you to go to their house.
Mm. It depends. I'll go to your house if it's like, oh, we've talked and we're just trying to fuck. We're not actually trying to like cultivate a relationship or anything. Then I'll go to your house and I'll fuck you. And then you have to leave me alone. Because I've hooked up with people and then they've like texted me constantly and I'm like, I don't want this. Like, we just hooked up. Please leave me alone.
I think for me, anytime a man immediately offers his home, I assume he wants to be robbed.
Oh.
I think you want me to rob you.
Liz, have you ever robbed somebody?
I haven't yet. But I think it's time to start teaching men some lessons. Like, I don't even want, like, whatever you got in your house. Like, I obviously can't steal this TV. Like, I have a baby seat in the back of my car, so it's not going to fit. Mm-hmm. But I might steal some of your Jordans for no reason, because you should know better than to let strangers in your house.
I mean, you're kind of right, but I don't know. I'm like, what does anybody have for me to steal? Like, I guess jewelry, like.
Sure, maybe.
But I'm like, I don't know what. Like, how much are you going to get for a necklace? Like, diamonds depreciate. I think robbing someone seems to be dumb. Because, like, my TV's old. If you came into my house, you'd be so mad.
Yeah. There's nothing for me to rob. Really, I'm going to find something sentimental or inconvenient. Like, I'm going to steal all your spices. Like,
Liz!
That's not a lot. That's not a lot of money. But it's annoying to have to go rebuy smoked paprika.
I would be so mad if I opened my spice drawer and there were no spices. I'd be like, what? This bitch took all my spices? Like, why the fuck?
And I already have Tony Satcheries, but I'm going to steal yours because you shouldn't invite me to your house. That's what you get.
That's so funny to leave someone's house with just like a bag of spices. And it's like, don't worry about what's in the bag. I had a nice time. Goodbye.
Bye. Block you. You'll never hear from me again.
Liz, what are your New Year's resolutions? Did I ask you this?
You haven't. What are my New Year's resolutions? I would really, really, really love to work on a comedy body of work that I could release. Maybe an album, maybe something filmed. I want to learn French more fluently.
Oh.
And I really would like a partner that I will not steal from. JK wasn't serious about that.
That's so funny. Some man's listening to this podcast who's actually straight, and he's like, man, I really liked Liz. She was really charming, but she's going to steal from me, so.
Yeah, she's going to rob me.
I think I'll avoid her. Wait, Liz, have you ever had someone hit on you after a show? Do you have chuckle fuckers? I forgot to ask you.
Yes. I've actually had a man follow me to my car. Yeah. So I don't know if this happens for you, but I imagine it happens for other comics. I do talk about sex on stage. I don't get the whole thing about women talk about sex. It's like, yes, because it's a part of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I talk about sex on stage, and in some of my earlier material, it's a little more graphic than what it is now. And so I've had men imply that they want to do the things with me that I've talked about on stage while my boyfriend had been standing like right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always awkward. One night after the Funny Bone, we have a Virginia Beach Funny Bone, so that's my home club. I had
one of the worst clubs I've ever been to. Gotta just say that on the record. It sucks. I hate it. They might be nice to Liz, but nobody was nice to me.
I'm very sorry, Nicole.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
So I was done out for the weekend. And if you've ever been to the Funny Bone, you know that the parking lot, the parking garage is across the street. So you have to cross like four-way traffic. And a lot of times it's audience members just walk into that parking garage. I didn't think anything of it until I kind of got alone. And I noticed like a presence still behind me. I kind of stepped up the pace. And then I heard a car door close and I was like, okay. Then he came up behind me in the car and he was like, well, do you need a ride to your car? Do you want me to just drive you to your car? I just thought you were really beautiful on stage. And I was like, yeah, no, thank you. I'm okay. Please don't follow me in your Acura. I feel like an Acura is for ex-murderers. So sometimes, but a lot of times not so much anymore. So thank God for that. But yes, I've had people hit on me. Oh, you know what I get a lot?
What?
Interracial threesomes.
Interesting.
White women proposing that I have a threesome with her and her always unattractive black boyfriend. He is always a man that is like, you know, the black dudes that are bald and they have muscles in their head, and he's wearing a shirt or an outfit that looks like it's sous vide onto his body. And it's just, I'm like, you want me to, and she has the I Date Black Men haircut, and it's like, Suzanne, I truly appreciate the offer. I cannot think of anything less I'd rather do than sleep with you and Mr. Clean. Thank you so much.
I've been propositioned by, like, I'll say, like, all white women with, like, crazy colored hair, and they're very thin husbands. Like, they're chubby women and thin husbands, and they're like, be our third. And I'm like, I can't think of anything I want less.
Yes.
I no thank you. For whatever, like, there's just like some, like, after a show, it's like when you leave the operating room, not that being a doctor and being a comic are the same thing, but it's like, I left my job and you're hitting on me. And it's like, you just finished surgery and like someone's hitting on you. Like, that's an insane thing. But it's like, people don't think about like, this is my job.
1,000%. And it's not just like, I finished surgery. I finished surgery on you. I performed this service for you. And then you got up from the table and was like, yeah, so you want to fuck me and my weird boyfriend? My weird thin boyfriend?
Fuck me.
Who's on a unicycle? Like, no,
and I'm
girl.
Like, a unicycle? Don't mind if I do. Oh, my God. Liz, what do you have, like, any advice for single people out there? I know you're single, but any advice?
Give up. No, I...
Damn.
I think you really should probably hone in on what exactly it is that you want. And you should be upfront with that from the beginning. You know, I've matched with a lot of guys and I'm like, listen, I'm looking to date. I want to be in a relationship. And if that's not your thing, that's okay. We can move on. Instead of having those preliminary goofy conversations that you're having, and then you find out like he's wants something casual and you want something serious. So just be upfront with what you want. Keep it moving.
I think that's nice.
Do you have advice?
No.
Okay, great.
But it's good advice, though. Be upfront. I'm never upfront. I'm always like, what are you looking for? And they're like, nothing serious. And I'm like, yeah, me either. When I'm like, I guess I'll put this ring away that I'm going to give them. And I'll put my keys away that I was going to give them a copy of. Like, I really want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But also I'm trying to learn how to, like, I think my New Year's resolution is like, be chill. Like, get to know someone before you decide you want to be in a relationship with them. And then it's like, if I decide I don't want to be in a relationship with them, it's okay to break up with them. It's okay to move slow, but it's also okay to say, hey, it's been a month. I like you. I would like to be in a relationship. And as soon as they say no, leave. Like, I can't change somebody's mind. And that is something I need to really stick to.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. Yay!
Yay! Well, Liz, we've come to the end. I ask all my guests this. Would you date me?
1,000%. Every time.
Oh, thank you, Liz. do you have anything that you want to promote?
Please follow my podcast, the Fluffy Chronicles podcast. We'll be having new episodes in February. And please come see Nicole on tour, because I'll likely be the first face you see.
Yay. Yes, come. Liz is so funny and she's so great. And I'm so happy I met her. I met her in D.C. and I was like, oh, my God, this is delightful. She's chill. She's nice. She's professional. Come with me everywhere. It was delightful to meet you. And I'm so happy that I did.
Yay.
If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe, you can, I don't know, review it on Apple Podcasts or whatever. But if you write me something nasty hitting on me to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I will read it. Okay, this person said, dear Ms. Buyer, here is the scene. We go to Disneyland and get caught in the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids ride. But oh no, it actually works on me and I become a tiny weenie man. But horn strikes, so I go find a huge ladder for my tiny weenie man. I climb that son of a bitch and climb up into your ample ass. I continue to cement myself inside all safe and warm, then go to town using your rectal piece as a bouncy castle. Thanks and bye. Wow. I don't know who that was fun for. Certainly not me. I have a small man jumping around in my butt. Yeah. That feels like I would feel like I have to like shit for a while.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for that, but I don't know if that was fun.
What?
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Why Won't You Date Me? With Nicole Byer. This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest research by Lindsay Kemp. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, with guest booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Got a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.